Accelerating your business growth isn't about having more information. It's about insight. Knowing exactly what to do and having the support to make it come to life is like a rocket ship that takes off. Roxanne Oates has helped hundreds of businesses get faster results, and today she wants to help you. If you too want even better results, visit chatwithroxanne.com. Here's Roxanne.
Hey there, Roxanne Oates here, your funnel strategist from RoxanneOates.com. All right, so today I'm going to talk about a topic and it actually that three things that you need to know before you're building any type of funnel. And this actually came about because a lot of times when I'm talking to people who are interested in getting a funnel built, right, they're so happy and eager to get started, which is not a bad thing. It's actually a very good thing. But, you know, a lot of times I like to take a step back and, okay, let's plan this out. Let's make sure we're really clear on our strategy before we go ahead and start the doing. Okay. So these are three things that you have to know before you're building any type of funnel. Also, if you need help with any funnels, you know, you need to automate your lead generation, need systems put in place, you know, you're ready to automate your marketing, get on my calendar, chatwithroxanne.com. All right, so we're about to get started here. Okay. Okay, so the first one is, what is the objective of the funnel? What is the goal of the funnel? And I put this on here because a lot of times, especially if you're having like an SLO or webinar or challenge, right, we put a lot of things. We don't, majority of the time, we don't just put out our offer straight there directly, whatever, like our high end multiple goals, right? We kind of nurture and we warm people up first because we want to make sure, one, they're qualified to work with us. You know, we don't want to just accept everybody. But having the objective of the funnel can do two things. One, you can reverse engineer the funnel, right? If I know what the ultimate end goal is, then we can build a customized funnel that's going to work for you and your business, okay? The second one is for focus. You know, like I said, when we have all these other things in front to nurture our audience in order for them to take the ultimate desired action we want them to do, we have a lot of nurturing in place. And a lot of times we can get caught up in that and we're not focused on that. So that's why we go ahead and do this, because when we do this, when we know the objective, we can be very focused. Okay. Like if my focus is to have 40 strategy calls, you know, by the end of this month, so I can go ahead and land 15 clients. Okay. We'll build the funnel based off of that goal, but it also helps us. That's how we know our benchmark. What is our success for the funnel? And this is individual to each of us. That's the beautiful thing about it. All right. And the second question now is, what does your audience want? So this isn't saying, oh, you know, let me fill out an ideal client avatar and fill it in being them. That's not necessarily what I'm talking about here. That's definitely, there is a place for the client avatar. And I definitely use that, especially when it comes to like paid advertising. But what I'm talking about here, when you're trying to determine with your funnel is what do they want? And we do this by identifying who your ideal people are. When you know who they are, it makes it easier for you to go to them and actually ask them, what do they want? There's a lot of power in asking your audience, what do they want? Do not sleep on that, okay? You know, even if you consider yourself your ideal audience, go and look for other people who are like you and ask them, what is their challenges with things? What would they, how would they want some help with that? What format, right? Because I know when I do that, I learn a lot of information about myself and my audience and what they need to do. What is the best way that they want to learn more about me and work with me? So that is definitely something that I recommend. Identify your ideal audience and go out there and just ask them directly, what do they want, and talk to them. So the next one is, what are your competitors doing? Okay, this isn't to spy on them and to copy. It's not anything like that. I know we're all familiar with the term funnel hacking. That's not necessarily what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if I'm looking at what my competitors are doing, it can help me with inspiration on what I can, how I can use what they're doing, but for me and my business. So for instance, let's say my competitors, right, are offering funnel blueprints. They're offering free PDF funnel blueprints for different types of funnels. And that's what they're offering as their opt-in. That's, you know, what they're trying to do to get people in. Well, that inspiration can come to me because I can say, well, you know what? Everyone's offering funnel blueprints and, you know, people seem to like it. However, I want to take that and do something different. So one, I'll create my own funnel blueprint. But then what about if I add a video training that comes with the blueprint that breaks down each funnel blueprint? So do you see what I mean? This is a way to give you some inspiration to see what others are doing and how you can take what they're doing, but make it your own. That's the really the most important piece. Take this, make it your own. Okay. All right. So we're going to do a recap of the three things that you need to know. Number one is the objective, right? Know the objective so you can stay focused on the goal of the funnel. Always stay focused on the goal. Build the funnel based on the goal you want to achieve, okay? You also really need to know what your audience really want from you. And again, ask them. There's so much power in asking them. And this is definitely something that you should be able to do. The third one is, what are your competitors doing? Okay, and it's not to copy, but it's to give you as a source of inspiration as to what you can do for your offer, okay? So if you're looking at this and you're like, man, I could use some help. I need someone that can help me just kind of wrangle this whole project, just the whole funnel together, just kind of help me get it built, you know, give me some strategy sessions along with it, then I invite you to apply to work with me. Get on my calendar, chatwithroxanne.com. You get a complimentary 30-minute session, and I want you to leave that session feeling secure, knowing about what's the best offer, the best way that you can use a funnel to automate your business. Thanks for watching. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in finding out how you can work with Roxanne to accelerate your business growth today? Head on over with chatwithroxanne.com and apply today.